Hi, everybody. It's Brandi Heinen, and this is your Powerhouse Learning Tip for the Day. Let's get started. Today, I'd like to talk about how to hire and retain a good producer. Hiring people can be easy if you really know what to look for. The average insurance agent today, as we all know, is well over 45, and we've discussed the growing need to bring a new generation to the industry for a long time. I've seen a lot of things stop independent agency owners from creating their own retirement plan. Time seems to be number one. Agency owners are busy retaining and growing their own book of business and have little time or skill in training new producers. Not having a solid plan is close second, followed with not knowing the how-tos, as they're often distracted with their own agency operational challenges. There is often recognition when it's too late, when those agency owners realize that they want to retire in 5 years. Maybe they've tried something in the past and it hasn't worked, and now have little alternatives other than selling out to large groups. Most of us don't prepare well or think much about the interview until the applicant is standing at the door. And using some of these tips I'm going to share with you today will help you become more keenly aware whether the person in front of you has the ability to follow through as a successful producer. Number one, maybe in addition to going to your online sources, consider asking for recommendations. You can do this from your internal staff, from some of your favorite insureds, your favorite customers, and perhaps some of the other groups or associations that you belong to. Be clear about the kind of qualities you're looking for in the person. You can offer a financial incentive, and you can also include the requirements of the job. If you're uncomfortable with the financial incentive, you can also offer to host or cater the referring company's next employee barbecue or pizza or something along those lines. If you want to know more about financial incentives, you can give cash for their recommendations. For example, for your internal staff, after 30 days, $100, after 90 days, $250, or something similar. I've seen other organizations pay more. Number two, character counts. Start with your values, the values you believe in that make the best salespeople. Identify that list of qualities you respect in a person. And what does the organization look for? Start with who you say you are and what you say you want to be as an organization, and what kind of person would align well with your vision. You can open this up in a staff meeting. Talk about the kind of person your team would like to work with. Number three, test their ability before the interview. Gosh, I can't say enough about this. We all know that one of the traits of successful performers is someone who keeps their promises and follows up. Find out if your potential new producer can show up on time from the beginning. Be aware of their habit patterns from the beginning, because remember, it's as though you are indeed a buyer during that interview process. Have a response time for them emailing resumes or other information. See if they follow up with what they say. Gain agreement for the applicant to call you on a specific time on a specific day. John, will you call me at exactly 3 p.m. on Wednesday the 20th? If they don't keep this agreement, what makes you think they're going to do the same with your potential customers? Next, have them send some sort of assignment before the interview. It'll help you create open-ended questions to ask them during that process. You can ask them for the kind of income goals that they have for the next 5 years, how they think being in the industry will help them achieve their personal and financial goals, what kind of judgments maybe that they have about the industry. Next, I always have my salespeople include a business plan and a marketing plan before the interview. Or if you prefer, you can do it after the first interview. What is a business plan? What is a marketing plan? Well, the way I describe it to all of the salespeople that I have coached is a business plan is as though you're getting a loan from the bank. What are the numbers? What kind of area are you going to pursue? How are you going to pay that bank back, so to speak, for their investment? How successful will you be financially? A marketing plan is how are you going to let people know in the community that you even exist? What is your plan to get the word out there about you, your reputation, and the particular areas that you choose to pursue from a niche marketing plan? Number four, interview well. Ask your applicants relevant questions pertaining to their work habits, problem-solving situations that you face in the industry. Ask them to give you their opinion about your work environment, what they know already about your organization. If they've walked through, what is their impression of your agency? Wow, is this so important? Because I believe the new hire is keenly aware of their environment as they're walking through this process with you. Ask them for that feedback. It's going to tell you a lot about them, their willingness to risk, their communication skills. Have some of your key staff interview these applicants. Would they, your staff, or you buy insurance from this person sitting across from them? Listen to your instincts and those of your staff. You want someone who's going to be a great fit for your organization and bring new ideas that you would not have thought of otherwise. Of course, find tools that can assist. There are a lot of testing products out there. Next, establish a time phase training program. I call it my 30, 60, 90. Assign a buddy to that new hire based on personality and aptitude, not necessarily experience or years in the agency. Some of your most experienced staff are not necessarily the best teachers for a brand new hire. Be honest with yourself about that as well. Have that new hire sit with different members of your staff to learn about different areas, technology, input, communication, insurance companies, and the like. And if you're a principal producer, I can't encourage you enough to have this new hire sit with you and learn everything that they can about the way you run your business. They're going to learn stories, which are going to be so valuable for them in beginning their own journey. This is one of the biggest mistakes that I see agency owners make, is we do that deep into the pool. We expect these people to start new and start swimming, and yet they don't have stories to tell in the sales process. However, if you can tolerate having somebody sit next to you for 30 days, they will learn about the claims process, challenges, overcoming great adversity. They're going to learn about the process from the application to the proposal, the sale, the closing. They're going to learn about how you process information, how commission statements work, how insurance company relationships are one of the most powerful relationships that they can learn to have as well. Learn to ask them questions without interrogation. Ask them about how things are going, what's working and what isn't, every 30 days. That's my 30, 60, 90, at least for the first 3 months. Track their progress and ask them to be honest with you about their impressions so that you can course correct quickly. If they can give you improvements and suggestions, then it's going to help you with the next hire and to help them develop the character of becoming a very successful producer. Don't leave them alone afterwards. Make sure that you set a follow-up in your calendar for that 90-day mark, a 6-month mark, and of course, for their annual evaluation. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope this information will help you create a successful work environment.